hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are at Bugfest in Fort Lauderdale, or Lauderdale by the Sea is where the event's happening. And right now, we are actually recording the show at the dock of South Florida Diving Headquarters, getting ready to go out and catch our lobster. Billy from Scuba Nation is with us. How you doing, buddy?
What's up? What's up? What you doing, brother?
Yeah, are you ready to catch some lobster? Ready to slam? Or
yeah, I'm ready. I'm hungry. I got the garlic ready. I got the butter ready. I got the lemon ready. I'm ready to eat some lobster, man. That's what it's all about.
It's time to slam now. I am known as the lobster slayer, at least according to me. What about you? What's your moniker for catching lobster here?
You know, it's kind of funny. I'm usually the guy that's holding the camera filming the guy lobstering. So, but last year at mini season here at Bugfest, I had the camera in one hand, I was grabbing lobsters with my bare hand. So I go in commando style.
All right, commando. That's kind of scary. But hey, whatever you got to do.
No, not my dress code.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just like a blitzkrieg.
You never know with these Scuba Nation guys, these TV guys. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So we got Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation with us. Of course, yours truly, the Lobster Slayer. That's what I'm going by today. Greg the Dive Master is out the window. It is officially Greg the Lobster Slayer with his faithful sidekick, Bug Boy. Bug Boy is around here somewhere. Bug Boy, where are you? Come in, Bug
Boy.
Right
here, baby. We ready to go.
Ready to catch some lobster?
We're going
to
do it.
You know, this is Florida Spiny Lobster mini season, which is a two-day mini season that happens just for sport divers to get a jump on the lobsters before the commercial lobstermen set their traps a few days later, and we get to go out there and have a shot at these bugs. Now, this we're actually recording this on the second morning of mini season, which was Wednesday and Thursday this week, if you're keeping track. And you're ready. We went out and did a shore dive off of Lauderdale by the Sea yesterday and saw some great stuff. Right, Bug Boy?
Yesterday was only practice.
Was only practice for the real deal. You know, going out with Captain Cocktail, Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. And he has taken us out with the crew from Scuba Nation. Chiefy, who is like a bug. I mean, this guy is like zoned in here in South Florida when it comes to catching lobster. So he is on the boat with us. I think we have Steve Waters, who's one of the writers here, sport writers for the Sun Sentinel, I believe, in Fort Lauderdale. We'll talk to him. And a whole bunch of folks are here on this special lobster catching boat venture. I don't know. What is it?
I've activated the bug signal.
Yes, we did that. So we got...
And I'm sliding down the bug pole.
Uh-oh, that was a tickle stick, actually.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, and I'm not going to touch that now.
Is it always that slippery?
Not generally, but you borrowed it from Bubble Boy, so there's no guessing why that could be the case. How you doing, Bubble Boy?
Pretty good, Greg, pretty good. I guess he sent us a signal. I don't know what kind of signal it is, but it's oozing down the left side of his leg.
It's the bug signal, you fool.
Yes, it's the bug. So we got the lobster slayer, Bug Boy, and Bubble Boy. The triple Bs. No, wait, no, I'm not a B. I'm a lobster.
This is where the boys become men.
So it's lobster slayer and B&B. Maybe that's what we go with today. You think?
No, that sucks.
Okay. Who knows? It all depends on how many lobsters we catch. And I have a feeling we are going to catch quite a few here today on the boat. Because like I said...
I've got a good tingling feeling in my nether regions.
I'll tell you what. You know, when we did our beach dive off of Lauderdale by the Sea, not only was it phenomenal, but right at midnight, man, it was loaded up. I didn't want to do the midnight dive right there. That's when you can go out there and catch them officially right at the stroke of midnight. And literally the divers here in South Florida were out there in full force. The conditions were perfect. And there were night lights just littering the entire oceanscape and creating quite a show for everybody, you know, like me, that was kicking back and having a cocktail after the Bug Fest opening kickoff ceremonies. And we're waiting to dive the next morning. But I was impressed. There were a lot of divers out there having a good old time, getting a jump on the lobsters, and I hear they did pretty good. We went out the next morning, and just the diving was just perfect there. You know, it's been quite a few years since I've been down at Lauderdale-by-the-Sea to do some diving there, Bug Boy. But I got to tell you, it's at least as good, if not better, than it was then. And I'm talking about 10 years ago. This was the place, by the way, where Ocean Fest started, which was actually, more, now that I mentioned, think about it, we're talking more like 15 years ago, which is when about, you know, we started Scuba Radio 17 years ago, and Neil Watson started Ocean Fest around the same time, and we ended up broadcasting from the event right there at Lauderdale-by-the-Sea when that show first started. And I remember doing those dives there, and it was really clear. It's one, a very unique structure here in Florida, probably, or it's known as the only place, really, where you can get spectacular shore diving, because the way the reef is, I guess it protects the area, and the water can be really clear, like you get over in the Caribbean someplace, or the Bahamas, which is not real typical for most other shore areas in Florida. But right here at Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, you can actually go right off the beach and not only have just some of the easiest diving you could ever imagine, but just some of the best. I mean, it was a great dive.
Fantastic dive, but watch out for the diddler. He's coming at you with his tickle stick.
Okay, that only happens during mini season. And, you know, there's rumors that the diddler is really the bubble boy with a mask. So, I don't know.
That's actually very true. I am the diddler.
Okay, that was a little scary.
You're going down, diddler.
Okay, so it's gonna, you know, there could
You'll never get away with your dastardly plan.
Diddle me this, bug boy.
Interesting. Okay, well, this is going in a direction I didn't expect and is somewhat disturbing. But
that tickler away.
This is what we call in the biz lobster fever. You know, it has a tendency to take over the regular divers, especially down here on the coast of Florida and east coast of Florida. We're talking Lauderdale-by-the-Sea. Pretty much all the state of Florida is going on like this right now. But, yeah, this lobster fever takes over, and divers coming out of the woodwork and try to get a jump on these lobsters like we're going to do. But yeah, we're going to have to come back and just dive Lauderdale-by-the-Sea and do that shore dive again. You think there, Bug Boy?
Anytime, Slayer. Anytime.
Yeah, you could come back as your alter ego, you know, CJ, actually, next time.
Funny, I haven't seen him around today.
Me neither. There's only.
Tell me something, Slayer. I'm going to turn around here. Are these tights riding up, or are they okay? Is it more of a thong?
You know, I haven't even gotten on the boat, and I feel seasick. Weird.
You know, Greg, now that you mention it, I did see CJ go into a portalette, and then Bug Boy came out.
Technical diving question. What do I do with the cape?
You wear it. You have to intimidate the lobster. When we go out there on this boat today and we go out to find these lobsters, you have to be the lobster. Take this from the Lobster Slayer. You have to think like a lobster. You have to be in their mindset to actually find these little bugs and have a shot at looping them, netting them, or tickling them.
To the Bugmobile!
To the Bugmobile, yes, which would be the Aqua View at South Florida Diving Headquarters today. And we're gonna do some good diving. Captain Cocktail is actually talking to the Scuba Nation guys right now. They're actually filming an episode of their TV show. ScubaNation.com, you got to check it out. They're going to have this obviously featured on one of their upcoming episodes. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening here on the boat. A lot of media moguls in the dive industry are here this week. So we're going to, you know, talk to them as well and give them a little taste of what's happening here for Bug Fest. It's going to be a great time. And let me see if I can get the Captain Cocktail, because he has assured me that he has pulled in ringers to find the lobsters. You know what? The key is to this stuff is not necessarily catching the lobsters, but finding them. And that's why I came to Captain Cocktail to do this.
Radio.
All right, where are the bugs, man? You got them.
They're
in
Cheapy's freezer.
They can't be in his freezer. You're supposed to take us to a special place to find these lobsters today, right?
We've already prepared for that. We have like 50 lobsters on board. We're going to send down the dive master and start stuffing them under the reef ledges.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like Disney World.
So even the Lobster Slayer could slay a couple.
Yeah. I mean, we already put two in your bag. So
yeah, okay. Yes.
We're doing
yeah,
well.
Just for the record, you know, this is the second day of lobster mini season. On the first day, I limited it out on the radio.
Yeah, you got that 20? Did you?
That 12 is the limit.
Oh, 12. Yeah. 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 Did you send me a check on that or?
No, yeah, it's in the mail, dude.
Okay,
12, it's in the mail.
12 it was.
It's a check, too, right?
It's a check.
It's not signed, but it... You got to know the right people to grease here in this industry to cover your ace. Yeah, so are you going to go after some bugs yourself, Jeff, or no?
No, I'm going to stay on board and check yours when they get on board.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the bug checker.
Yeah, okay. You're a bug checker or a bug eater.
That, too.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
So when you guys come up off your second dive, all you'll have is heads. The tails will be gone.
He will be cleaning them and eating them. And we're going to do that later, too. You'll hear all about it from our special Bug Fest edition of Scuba Radio today. We're catching lobsters. You're along for the ride. Stick around. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Rock lobster!
And we're not looking for rock lobster. We're looking for a Florida spiny lobster.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
It will be. I think it will be. At least I'm hoping. After the first dive, the Lobster Slayer has lived up to his moniker. And that would be me, by the way. And I'm very close to limiting now for the day. 12 lobsters here at Lauderdale by the Sea, where we're diving today with South Florida Diving Headquarters. Now, Bug Boy, how you doing so far?
I'll never stop chasing tail.
Yes, good man. That's the motivation we need on our surface interval. You know, a lot of people are coming up from their dives with their lobster bags full. And matter of fact, we'll see if we can tap into some of these people here. We're literally hanging with Captain Cocktail. Captain Cocktail, after the first dive, what are we seeing from everybody?
Well, everybody got a little bit. Some got a little bit more. You know, it's a tough day. The second day is always more picked over because God, we weighed a ton of lobster yesterday. It was so calm. Everybody and their brother came out. So it's going to take a couple days for the lobster to move around and congregate up again before we see them in big quantities.
Okay, well, you got that. But you, with the crew we have on this boat, we'll have no problem having everybody limit out by the second dive.
Well, we know the Slayer is going to slay. Slaya is going to...
Slaya.
That's right. Yeah, like Playa Slaya.
Uh-huh. Got it. I feel you.
He's going to limit out for sure.
Yeah.
Because this is radio.
Yeah. Well, what about Chiefy? Now, Chiefy is the man. Chiefy, come on over here.
All right, Greg. Yeah.
You are the guy here in South Florida that knows where all the lobster hang. You are one with the lobster in South Florida, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
And this is the man, right?
He wrote the book.
You wrote the book on catching lobster here.
Yes.
You pick it up at all the dive stores here.
How to find them, how to catch them, and then, of course, everyone wants to know how to eat them.
Now, we're going to get to that a little bit later on.
Yeah, a little later on.
We're on the catching phase right now.
Yes.
So how did you do so far?
I didn't get any.
What?
No, but I had 10 people I was responsible for.
Oh, okay.
So I brought all those back.
I got you.
Does that count for something?
What, the people? Not really. I don't give a rat's ass about them. But we want lobster.
But my buddy Braden did catch one. That was good.
All right.
So you're scoping it out.
Yeah. Really nice habitat here.
Really good habitat.
Now, where are we exactly? We're south of Commercial Pier.
No, actually, we're north of the Pompano Pier, south of the Hillsborough Inlet.
Okay.
And we're what's called the second reef. So we were kind of really pretty stuff in about 40 feet of water, easy dive.
Yeah. Just drift along.
The current was going pretty good. Yep. So, you know, we didn't have to really work real hard, which was good.
Look for those little antennas sticking out from under the reef.
There's a lot of habitat here, a lot of fish. That's the other thing. This reef, and we're what are we? I'm thinking we're
very close to shore.
Yeah, I mean
half a mile.
I can almost see that girl up there in the condo naked.
Hello.
Almost. Oh, you can't see things on radio, can you?
Hey, we can, you know, and that's a good thing. Because if people could see what we see, we wouldn't be allowed on the radio.
Good point. Absolutely. Yeah, now we're going to try a spot north of the Hillsborough Inlet, south of the Deerfield Pier.
Okay, do these reefs actually have a name, or are we just working the second reef off the coast?
They all have names, but everybody names them. We could have Greg's Reef. Yeah, this could be Greg's Reef.
Lobster,
this could be Chiefy's Reef. Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like it indeed. So we got that, and so are you looking for a particular type of habitat right now? Like, you know, you got these plate coral type things, these little ledges where they like to hang.
Yeah.
The barrel sponges, if there's a little ledge under there, right?
Yeah, we're looking for what I would call the reef to be alive. So what I mean is I'm looking for eels. Like yesterday, I had to battle about a 5-foot moray eel for 5 lobster.
Really?
He was in the same hole, and he was kind of ticked at me because I was taking his dinner. And I think I even took his appetizer, dinner, and dessert. Okay.
Is that what it is, or do they cohabitate these holes?
They cohabitate. Yeah. Yes, they're all
which together. Is weird because they eat them.
I know.
But
I know.
Eel, a lot of times you will.
Absolutely. So
you don't want to stick your hand in a crack.
No.
Back.
Plus the other, you know, it's a really good one. Yesterday we found a lot of lionfish in the same area as lobster.
Interesting. You know, I've heard that before. Yeah. That if you see schools of fish hovering out over a particular part of the reef. 9 times out of 10, or that's a good signal that a lobster might be hanging out under that school.
It's all about eating and being eaten, you know. Right. I mean, that's really all it is.
It's like a little mini bait ball, maybe.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Gotcha.
The teeny, teeny little fish, that's really good. Yeah. But even big fish, because the big fish eat the little fish,
and
the lobster eat the little fish. Lobsters are primarily scavengers.
They kind of clean up the scraps.
Yeah, the scraps.
So don't be feeding under those schools of fish or eels or
whatever.
And
I think everybody did very well yesterday.
Yeah.
We don't have out as many boats today, but we still have, you know, there's
Well, everyone's doing
here.
Pretty good. We just did our first dive. Everybody's coming up with it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're going to try a different spot, which is north of the Hillsborough Inlet. Probably the same depth, 40, 45. That's the other thing. You know, if you find lobster in, say, Deerfield in 45 feet of water, and then you can go to Pompano in 45 feet of water, a lot of them by the sea in 45 feet of water.
That's a sign.
They're kind of all pretty much in that same area.
Right.
So
depth is a thing.
Depth is important.
And watching for the schools of fish.
Yep.
And that kind of thing. I mean, the diving is just perfect conditions.
It is. It's
really
flat.
Is.
It's very flat. You know, the reefs look good. A lot of fish. Did you see a lot of fish down there today? It was a lot of fish.
Well, it was a good dive, whether you see lobster or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really has been.
But we want to be productive.
We're going to get our lobster.
Okay.
Bug Boy here is, you know, he is I don't know. He's trying to keep his motivation going. Is that it?
No bugs to be had, but I'll never give up.
See? That's the attitude you have to have,
right?
Has
he read Catching the Bug? Has he read that?
I don't know.
If he's read Catching the Bug, that would really help him out
this
a lot.
This is true. And that is your book.
And it is
available all over South Florida.
Most reputable dive stores.
Of course, yes.
Can you
get it on Amazon and all
that? Oh, it's on Amazon.com. Right. And also I have a little website, chiefy.net, chiefy.net. So,
you know, there you go.
Yeah, so it's good deal. You know, easy reading, a lot of good pictures. You know, you can put it right by the bathroom stall. You're really good, you know?
Yes.
It works out perfect.
Exactly. Well, you're near the water, which is appropriate for a book on how to catch lobsters.
And, good time.
Bubble Boy do? How did you do?
Well, I caught a really big cold while I was down there.
Okay, well, that's something. And Bug Boy, are you being at one with the lobsters? Because you were carrying the flag.
The current was swift, but I'm swiftier.
Okay. He was like a dive flag in the wind underwater. I mean, it was
bang, boom, zip, kapow.
Yes. But, you know, the adventures of Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy. There is a ring to that. But whether that means you actually catch lobsters remains to be seen.
We have one more dive. We're going back down the bug pole.
That's a tickle stick, and you shouldn't really be straddling it like that.
Whatever.
No, it's all about having a good time, isn't it? And we are definitely having that here today at Lauderdale by the Sea and our friends at South Florida Diving Headquarters as we continue our Bug Fest party right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. Bugs, I'm coming to get you. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're here for Bug Fest. We're catching lobsters. And I'm with Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Some people call him that. Some people call him Jeff. But we like
among
Captain.
Other things.
Yeah, exactly. Other four-letter words. You take your
if
pick.
If I don't get a more lobster on this dive, I think it's going to be the four-letter
words.
Well,
it is. Now, where are we, Jeff? Because you're going to drop our crew, Lobster Slaya, and Bug Boy and Bubble Boy, and our trusty sidekick, Bug Girl. Just say yes.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
It's Karen the Limey.
Karen the Limey?
Yeah,
okay, that kind of has a ring to it for, I don't know. Yeah. We'll work with it.
We're going
to
drop you on Sea Buoy Reef.
Sea Buoy Reef.
Top secret reef marked by a giant sea buoy.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
There's something wrong with that description, but you think it'll be productive. Why?
Well, I think because it's in front of the inlet, a lot of people didn't dive it yesterday because of all the boat traffic. We don't seem to have as much boat traffic today, so
yeah.
I'm willing to give it a shot. Everybody's got to stay with their flag, obviously, today, and the current's moving, so you won't be stuck in there very long, so you should be able to move through a lot of area. And it's a nice rocky ledge, a lot of rocks in there, so it's good habitat for lobsters.
So basically all the other sites where the divers are, they've scared the lobster to this particular spot, and we are going to literally limit out for the day. 12 lobsters here in the area, right? A day.
That's my theory, and I'm going to stick to that.
What I can guarantee is we will limit out on the radio.
What would Scotty P say? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. He would say that, and we'll say that too. I think that could work for us. So far on the boat, the biggest bug, have we done any measuring yet?
No, we haven't done weight yet. We'll do that when we get in. But
I got a contender.
The Gagas brothers got quite a few. So
yeah, I saw they got that team seemed to have quite a few. But is it numbers or is it size?
No.
Size matters, doesn't it?
No, it's called cash. They gave me more money than everybody else, and that's why they got dropped.
Wait, I'm a judge too. So I, you know, all right or no? How does this work with the Bug Fest thing? Because it's weight, it's prettiness of your lobster, or some, I don't know.
There's a female competition for the prettiest lobster.
Okay, I got that one. Yeah. I got that one. Mine has some kind of weird growth on it.
Oh,
growth.
Nice.
All right, we're going to go catch some lobster. We got a Dan tip, and we'll be back with more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 109. You'll get no bacon from spearing a hogfish.
A pig, maybe.
And here's something else to consider. Brain coral cannot help you with a crossword puzzle or Sudoku. But mowing the lawn in snowshoes, well, what can I say?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Glad to see you made it here okay. Sorry I lost you on the way from the airport there, buddy.
Yeah, it was a good thing I had an extra set of directions.
Forgot you were following me and I got ahead of you in traffic.
It's all good, but it's a good example of why I have a backup plan.
And a nice segue into today's topic. Let's talk a little bit about what happens when you get separated from your buddy and the backup plan doesn't work.
Knowing what to do when a diver goes missing is an excellent skill to have. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with something simple. For whatever reason, you and your buddy get separated on the way back from the airport. I mean, the dive.
That's something you and your buddy should have discussed before you left the terminal or entered the water. You should have a plan in place that in the event that you're separated during a dive, you know what steps you'll have to take to reconnect.
Such as?
Such as agreeing that if separated, you'll immediately go to a designated point to rendezvous. Maybe it's an anchor or a scent line. Maybe it's at some other landmark you know will be on the dive. Another plan often agreed upon is that when you realize you've lost contact, search for about a minute underwater and then ascend and reconnect on the surface.
But the important thing is to know what you'll do and follow the plan, right?
Right.
Okay, so what happens if you follow your reconnection plan, but you still can't find your buddy?
Well, then you're dealing with a missing diver. In that scenario, immediately notify anybody nearby, either on the boat or on the shore, that you've got a missing diver in the water. You should not undertake that search by yourself without a plan and support in place.
Since there's always the possibility the missing diver is having some kind of trouble, I'm guessing it's better to treat the matter as urgent?
Urgent, yes. Panic, no. Start by marking the spot where you came up with a marker buoy. And if you have some immobile objects around you, like a tree or a building or a rock formation, use them as reference points. Next, see if anyone can spot the missing diver's bubbles. If spotted, it really helps target the missing diver's location and where to start looking.
Assuming they have bubbles to spot.
Ooh, that's true. If the diver is using a rebreather, searching for bubbles isn't going to help you.
And if the bubbles are spotted?
Send a diver in to check them out. Meanwhile, you should be providing the support team with as much information as possible. What the plan profile was, what directions you intended to swim, what happened on the dive, and at what point you became separated. Anything that can prove useful in the search.
You can even be doing that while you're looking for bubbles, can't you?
Absolutely. And when you're looking for those bubbles, be sure to look in every direction, not just where you think the missing diver should be. Oftentimes, the separation is the result of a diver simply getting disoriented or lost.
What about enlisting the help of others?
The more the merrier. If you're on a boat, contact other boats in the area to see if the missing diver mistakenly boarded the wrong vessel. And if they're not on anyone's deck, enlist the help of everyone you can find. If you're on shore, have others scanning the water, checking the surrounding areas. Believe it or not, sometimes the missing diver has simply gotten out of the water and returned to their vehicle.
And if all that doesn't help?
It's likely time to start the underwater search. Searches should be conducted in teams, both for the safety of the searchers and to ensure that the resources needed are available in case a rescue is involved. Search teams should not enter the water without a solid plan in place. The plan should include an agreed-upon search area, search pattern, and time limits. If there are enough divers available, organize standby dive teams to pick up where the first team leaves off and to lend additional assistance if it becomes necessary.
What about other divers in the water?
If they are part of the group, you may want to institute a recall or regroup and reorganize everyone back on the boat or the shore. They may be able to lend assistance in providing information about what was happening underwater, or profile permitting, they may be able to join the search. It's also possible that the missing diver will surface upon the recall, as the recall itself may be all that he or she needs to find their way back.
What procedures should the search teams follow?
They should always stay together, and they should never deviate from the plan they put in place. At no time should the searchers put themselves in danger while looking for a missing diver. Generally, the marked spot is used as a starting point, and the search expands in an agreed-upon direction from there.
There are different search patterns you can use. Which one should you?
Well, it really depends on the topography of the dive site and the conditions and visibility. But the most commonly used patterns include the U pattern, expanding squares, and circular search patterns. If a dive is being done in a specific or concentrated area, like a wreck for example, you may simply have several dive teams doing random searches, but more often than not, a more formal approach is used.
Hopefully, at some point in all this, the missing diver will be found. But if the unfortunate occurs and he's not?
Then it's time to call the authorities. In fact, you can call them at any point in this process. If you feel like you need additional assistance, don't hesitate to call for it. When you're looking for a missing diver, you know you're working against the clock, so use whatever resources you have available to you.
And hopefully it'll come out all right.
In most cases it does. Most missing divers are usually just buddy teams that got separated for one reason or another. Sometimes it's preventable, sometimes not, which is why it's crucial to communicate with one another before you enter the water and stick to the plan you create.
And if you're following me from the airport,
bring a GPS.
Right. The search for a missing diver is something that should be undertaken quickly, but with a plan. Use whatever tools you have handy to help in the search, and don't be afraid to ask for help. But do your best to avoid going missing in the first place. Know the plan you and your buddy are to follow, and stick to it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back with Bugfest here in Lauderdale by the Sea. We've just come up from dive number two. All I can say is the Lobster Slayer is in the house. Am I right, Bug Boy?
Skunked again, Slayer.
No, that's not. That didn't what happened. I actually caught some lobster. I caught lobster.
You did. I didn't.
There you go. Yes,
but I'll be back.
You will be back. You forgot your magic stick. You on this dive or something. What happened?
I forgot my looper. Rookie mistake. But it'll never happen again.
Okay. All right, Bug Boy. Well, you know, we're a team. So the lobster I catch, you know, it's kind of a cooperative type of effort that we have going here.
I did spot one.
You spotted one.
But he proved elusive.
Yes, that's fine. I went back to him, and then Bug Boy was holding the dive flag. We were kind of doing a drift dive, not on purpose, but it was that way. And he was holding the flag being pulled away while I said, "Hey, wait, Bug Boy, back!
Talk about your current events."
Hey, that's funny. Oh boy. Okay, so I'll just leave him alone. I'm done with him. He didn't catch any lobsters. But you know who did catch lobster was Chiefy. Chiefy just literally has come up from the ocean depths.
Yes.
And you got a what is that, a two-fister?
He's a monster there.
He's a monster.
Yeah, he's
and he's not talking about his, you know, private part. He's talking about this lobster.
Yeah, he's a
It's
big
a two,
one.
Two-handed, what, how big
yeah,
do you
right
think
there.
That? Yeah, that's a big boy right there.
He's over 2.5. He may be touching close to 3. He's big. He's
so
nice.
Where was he hiding out?
Under a little hole with another one that was small.
Yeah.
Steve Waters was actually playing with the little one over there, but
yeah,
the big one was in there, and he was kind of, I was got the snare behind him, and I'm going, come on. You know, trying to tickle him out. He wasn't tickling out.
He wasn't a tickler.
So I had to drag him out.
You had to wrestle him out of there.
With the tickle.
Pure brute force is what you're saying.
With the snare, you know. I pulled him out of the hole. And then he came out, and then his tail was going. I was, oh, man, got him.
Hot dog. Yeah, that's a big boy.
He's nice.
All right, so he picked up two nice.
And there's a second one in there. We got a female, we got one that was short, and then we lost one, so.
Yeah, you know, fair enough. Well, that's a good dive.
Good area.
Yeah, good dive. Yeah, so, all right, so Captain Cocktail set us on the lobster, and it paid off.
Well,
not for Bug Boy, but for the player.
For the lobster player.
Chiefy and player.
The Slayer.
Yeah, player. That's not player. Yeah, you
well,
got
that,
it.
You could be a new team, Chiefy and the Bug Slayer.
Man, that's right. I'm about ready to throw Bug Boy over the side.
Yeah, get rid of Bug Boy and go with Chiefy, man.
Yes.
He's got the big one.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I'm talking lobster.
Yeah, yeah, you better be.
Yeah, definitely talking lobster.
Well, you know, they're a tight-knit group here down in South Florida, so you never know when they bring up comments like that. But, you know, it's all about having fun. Everybody's coming up from their lobster dive, and, you know, I'm seeing a lobster here, a lobster there, lobster everywhere. I mean, this is a good time. A good time indeed. If you've never done this lobster thing, I'm telling you, there is a unique thing. Are feeling. I mean, it's that fever you get that, you know, everybody has a tendency to get a little wrapped up in this, but, you know, that's part of the fun aspects of lobster hunting.
Holy crustacean situation.
What happened? Your looper. Quick, bug boy, to your looper. No wonder you lost that thing. You almost dropped it. Right.
If you don't have a looper, it goes straight in the pooper.
This is true. Yeah, that... It kind of puts a damper on your lobster catching capability. Odds are not with you. They're going to work. Those little boogers are too dang on fast for hand grabs, if you ask me. But there are people who do it. Those California divers do it. But we're here in Florida. We use loopers and tickle sticks. We just like it that way. All right, more coming up from Bugfest in South Florida next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Completed our second dive, and Gene was just talking to some of the other divers on the boat about two lobster seesaw doing a lobster dance. Is that right, Gene?
Yeah, we saw those two lobsters down there. They were in about 20 feet of water. They were in a hole. They were back to back, and they were doing that lobster dance to protect themselves from us lobster hunters.
Yeah, that sounds more like a lobster twerking kind of thing.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. You never know what you could see here in South Florida. Anything goes. Wait, we got
lobsters were back to back.
He's
just
grabbing
like
his
this.
Dive buddy there. That kind of looks like
that on radio.
You know, there's reasons why we're allowed on the radio is because you can't see that. You hear what I'm saying? Right, Gene?
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Did you do some diving? Did you get a lobster too?
I did. It was wonderful. The dives were great. Our dive masters were great, and we even saw some lobster.
Yeah, Ned, did you see this lobster twerking thing too,
No? Twerking lobster? No, I missed this. I'm gonna have to get Gene to show me again sometime. But nice. We tried to swim back and get to it.
Now, Gene, you're here representing who? Because you're part of the media conglomerate that here is on this big lobster extravaganza today.
I am. Dana Politis and I just came on board with Rick Stratton's Dive News Network, and we're representing Southeast Dive News. And Rick is so happy being from the North Pacific, Pacific Northwest. He's so happy to have two people in Southern Florida covering all these great stories for him.
Yeah, are you sure he is? When he listens back to see how much fun we had today, I have a feeling he's going, how did this happen? I'm supposed to be the boss. I'm supposed to be the one having all the fun.
Well, I talked to Rick yesterday, and he said he is so envious of us right now.
Yes, well, I'm sure he's not the only one. There's a lot of people that come down here and experience this, and until you do, you don't realize what you're missing. This is just an amazing thing to do as a diver, or just a human being, period, if you ask me.
You know, Greg, there is so much activity going on in Southern Florida. It is absolutely incredible. You need a team of people to cover all the activity here.
Well, that's true, but it's just going to be me because I want to save all the good stuff for me. Now, and you're here representing who?
I'm here representing the Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB, so with the Hello Sunny Gang, and we're just trying to spread the mission that South Florida is the place to be when we're diving.
Well, are you doing that or just sampling the product for yourself? Just make sure you're in tune with what you guys actually have to offer down here.
Yes, I have to do some heavy-duty research, including also destination experiences and the best in food and beverage. So
yes.
I'll let you know.
You got a little bit of, all of that down here in South Florida. You know, that's one of the things, we're based out of Orlando, and what's nice about Fort Lauderdale for the dive community for sure is that, yeah, you can go down to the Keys, which is great, and West Palm Beach is a hot spot for the folks up in Central Florida. But, until a few years ago, a lot of people were just driving right past here. The divers were going down to the Keys and not stopping off and taking advantage of some of the diving they have here in Fort Lauderdale. And the bonus is not only the diving's good, but the topside entertainment is really a cut above of what you can get in most places in the world, let alone Florida. Are you with me on this? I'm guessing you are,
absolutely.
Since you're with the CVB.
Absolutely. It's got everything you need.
Yes, absolutely. What do you think, Gene?
Hey, Greg, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB, Convention Visitors Bureau. They are out here promoting local diving, so I advise all the local dive centers, all the dive operators, the manufacturers, the travel people, is to get behind their local convention bureau because they're out there promoting us and our diving industry.
Yes, and the more people that support that, the more diving opportunities we have as divers. And, it's all about sharing the love of diving, our passion for the underwater world, so the more the merrier, for sure. Now, I think we're supposed to sit down because they are docking the boat, and I don't want to, end up going overboard. But I'm sitting here next to an Our World Underwater winner, right? A scholarship winner?
Yes, that's correct. I'm the intern for Sport Diver and Scuba Diving Magazine from Bonnier Corporations, and I got the opportunity to come out here and experience Lauderdale as a bug fest by the sea, and it's been awesome so far, getting really to bring the real world experience into the magazines, and we look forward to writing about it and having it featured in our magazines next year.
Now that's a pretty cool internship where you as part of your duties, you have to go lobster hunting.
I know. I take the responsibility seriously, and I get to experience firsthand everything we write about, which is cool because not only do we write, but we experience what we write, which is sometimes rare because we actually get to go out and do the things that we're telling you as divers that you need to do.
All right. Well, right now she was brown nosing for her bosses back at the office in Orlando. However, the truth is you have the best gig in the world other than me.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I literally get to write about what I love, go on trips and do what I love.
Now, where are you from? Where did you grow up originally?
I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee.
So is this lobster thing a new thing for you?
I've been on a couple liveaboards a couple years ago, and I've been diving for a while, but I love it.
Did you? I mean, but as far as the liveaboards, did you guys actually go hunt lobster like we did today? Or did you just go dive and just enjoy the scenery?
We just pretty much enjoyed the scenery, so this is really cool, having a mission when you're diving to find these creatures, and they are feisty, I can tell you that.
They are fast. You got to loop them or you got to tickle them? What are you, a tickler or a looper?
I like tickling them and you're then getting them out in the open and then pouncing.
Yes. And she means like eating them, like right underwater. I mean, you're just like you're pouncing on them, like just chomp them right in half underwater like a mermaid or something.
Yes, I do consider myself a mermaid. But
yeah?
No, we do get them on shore so then we can actually eat them for a lovely dinner actually tonight.
And what's your name again?
I'm Skylar Cox.
Skylar, right. Now, you know, we have our Scuba Radio Mermaid, Skylar.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Yeah, so we will be at the event tonight where they're having a big cook-off and the whole extravagant. Maybe we can put a mermaid tail on you and make you an official Scuba Radio Mermaid as part of your internship.
Well, that would be a dream come true. I can't wait.
I am the dream maker. And so Skylar will make that happen tonight. It's on the record now, so you got to do it. You're committed.
I am committed.
All right, so Mermaid Skylar will make her debut at the Bugfest cook-off tonight, which, by the way, I'm one of the judges. Thank God, yes, I have scored big time on this adventure. And so we got another hour to cover that and much, much more. We got some lobster to clean and then eat. And you'll have to savor the flavors that we're about to experience right here through the radio wave. So stick around. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.